This is an Ant Podcast Management production.
Have you ever wondered where you came from? The journey of your ancestors through history and geography? Does it even matter?
Perhaps you only care about the present moment and where you're going.
Do you ever stop to consider the impossible odds that have led you to where you are today? The millions of things that had to fall into place to create you?
Does it matter if we have undiscovered relatives around the world? Or are our friends the family that we choose? Is blood thicker than water?
Maybe that connection to our ancestral past is exactly what we need right now in this busy modern world, to feel a part of something bigger than ourselves.
In this world that can divide us politically, ethnically, and religiously, maybe we need that reminder that we're actually all the same.
Maybe there are truths that are better left unknown.
Well, in this episode, we're about to find out. Hello and welcome to What the Faux Travel Podcast. I'm Amy.
And I'm Nick.
On this podcast, we don't subject you to a boring slideshow of what we did on our holiday.
Or a painful lecture on what visa or COVID documents you need.
Through friends and experts, we learn, challenge, and explore our way around the world.
And we take you along for the ride.
What are we talking about today then, Nick?
Today, we're talking about DNA heritage.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard.
Hello and welcome to What the Faux Travel Podcast with Nick and Amy. Today we're talking about DNA heritage.
Yeah, thank you for joining us everyone. On this episode, you're going to hear us and see us, if you're watching on YouTube, take our DNA tests, us revealing our test results live on the show. We have no idea at the moment what our DNA heritage results are going to be. And we also don't know how this episode's actually going to pan out, because depending on our results, we could actually visit one of these countries. We could find a long-lost family member. We're not sure at the moment. That's the exciting thing. So thank you for joining us on this journey. I can safely say the most excited person listening, a part of this right now, is Amy. She's had her DNA results for almost like a week now, and it's taken a while for me to get mine. We want to open them at the same time. So she's been desperate to find out what her DNA results are. But me too now. Now I've got my results. I'm looking forward to finding out and going on this journey together.
It's literally been torture because I've wanted to do this for years. I've always wanted to know what my background heritage is, what nationalities I am. But yes, I've had the email in my inbox. I accidentally saw a little bit of it. So I can see what my top nationality is and the percentage, but I didn't see anything else, I promise.
But it wasn't a surprise what the top one was.
I mean, I might as well just say it now, shall I?
Yeah.
It was English.
Yeah, but you said it was a big percent, but I don't want to know what percent it is yet. But yeah, this is going to be interesting. I think I've been the type of person who's always thought, oh, like, why does it matter where we've come from? It just matters like where we're going, sort of thing.
Oh, deep.
Yeah, but I'm hoping after we do this, go through this emotional journey together, I'm hoping that's, you know, my mind has been changed. But at the moment, I've just always thought kind of, who cares really? But you've been the opposite.
Yeah, I'm totally excited about it. I do think once I find out, if I find out that I've got like a tiny percent of me, like 0.001% of me is like Indian, for example, I'm going to be one of those annoying people that brags about it. Like anything that comes up about that culture, I'm going to be like, oh, did you know I'm actually 0.0001% Indian?
I can totally sympathize with the struggles of the people from South Asia. Yeah, maybe that is, some people do use these tests to feel more cultured. But I mean, is that a bad thing? I guess not. Do you have a worst or best case scenario in your mind of what nationality you're going to be, Amy?
Well, I don't know about nationality, but my worst case scenario is to find out that you and me are related.
Oh, yeah. We've had conversations like this before. And we're going to...
What couple hasn't?
We're going to invite the listeners into this. This wouldn't happen. It's more if there's any relation, it's going to be like some sort of really distant cousin. But...
Which still is not okay.
We're married, okay? And we've been together for like 15 or 16 years. Married for six.
Is it 14 or 15? Yeah.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Married for 6 years. If you found out today that we're brother and sister, what would you do?
Well, yeah. I mean, I already know your answer, which is weird.
Well, I'm asking you first and then you can ask me.
You obviously break up, Nick, because A, it's illegal. B, it's weird. And C, I don't want to be with you if you're my relation.
You see, I know you know this, but my logic is...
I'm not sure I want this going out on the podcast.
The damage has already been done. Like, we've been together so long. I've done things to you that no man should ever do to his sister. It's already happened. We can't undo it. So in the unlikely...
Yeah, but you don't do it again.
In the unlikely event that we are related, unlikely, none of my feelings to you, none of my feelings towards you would change. Let's just carry on.
I'm not sure I even want to be with you now, knowing that this is how you feel.
But I know it's not going to happen.
Anyway, let's move on. Yeah, so best worst case scenario. For me, I want my test come out that I'm not just English. So yeah, I know that my... And there's nothing wrong with being English, of course. I'm very proud to be English. I just want to be part of other cultures as well. I want a real... My dream scenario is that I'm a real mix of a bunch of different places. But I know my first percentage, I know that's... It's a majority of me is English. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not giving away the... It's the majority, but I haven't said the number.
Well, I'm sure it is. Yeah, that won't be a surprise. I'm just thinking, again, with these tests, me thinking like, oh, does it really matter where we've come from? Plus, I think my results are just going to be like, oh, English, Scottish, Irish, and a bit of Scandinavian because the Vikings many years ago came to the UK and raped and pillaged. And I think, wow, okay, I've paid just to find out what I think I already knew. But yeah, maybe there'll be a big surprise waiting for both of us.
It's just so exciting.
It is. Yeah, I'm excited now. You have mentioned before on the podcast that you know, or you think you know, that you do have family that come from Romania, like Romani gypsies. So you're pretty confident that you're going to be a bit ethnic.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes out that I'm not Eastern European, then my dad isn't my dad.
Yeah, exactly. Are there going to be things that we want to find out?
No, obviously that's not true. You could still be my dad, but just maybe that's not true of our heritage. Maybe someone who did the research got it wrong. Because yeah, a book has been written about my dad's side of the family. We're Romani gypsies, so we came from Romania. And before that, the Romani gypsies came from the north of India. Again, it's not too far-fetched to think that I could be a certain percentage Indian, which I'd be incredibly proud of. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to find out if that's true or not, whether you actually are related to your family.
Right. So it's now time for us to go back 5 weeks ago when we took our tests. I feel like I'm doing another COVID test.
Yeah, unfortunately, the world we live in, we're used to doing stuff like this.
So we've got two swabs and we've got some vials, I think they're called. Remove one cheek swab from its wrapper and use the swab head to scrape the inside of one of your cheeks while rotating the swab for 30 to 60 seconds.
Got it.
One cheek.
One cheek.
I touched her tongue. I think I'm going to get in trouble.
No tongue DNA.
We only want the cheek. Oh, who's counting?
Me. 10 seconds. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's enough.
Okay, it goes in the vial.
Yeah, defo.
Open one vial and insert the swab inside. Swab ends down. Once the swab touches the bottom of the vial, break the swab against the inside of the edge of the vial that's marked black. Yeah, it's got a black line on it. So just break it, the black bit.
That's ready for the lab.
Close the vial tightly. Swab your other cheek. Great, I think we just send them off now and find out our DNA.
Welcome back to the present day. Sorry we subjected you to us sticking things in our mouths.
Right, it's now time for our game. This wouldn't be a What the Faux episode if we didn't have a travel game related to it. And today we are going to be playing something called Nationality Bingo.
Yes, we thought this would be a fun way to reveal our results. It's our results and a game all in one.
Oh my goodness. So what we're going to do is we've got a board of a bunch of nationalities that me and Nick have chosen for ourselves that we think we may be, if we get any in a line, whether it's straight, vertically, horizontally, diagonally, then we can call bingo. So let's get our board up.
Yeah, this works best really if you're watching on YouTube because we're about to show you this very artistic board.
It's so neat. I did this myself. So if you're just listening, we have a whiteboard that's up at the moment with a box of 9 squares on it for me and 9 squares for Nick. And we're going to go through why we've chosen the nationalities that we have. So for me, I've got English in my middle square because I know I'm English. That's got to hit any line, right? So to go vertically, I've got Iberian just above that because a lot of people from England have Iberian blood as well. I've got just below it, I've got Ashkenazi Jewish. I don't have any kind of formal research or anything behind this one. I've just always thought I'm Jewish in some way. I'm not really sure why. So that's kind of my, what would you call it? It's my...
Dark horse?
It's my dark horse answer, yeah. So to the left of English, I have Scandinavian because, again, most people in England, because of the Viking, is Vikings, isn't it?
Yes.
The Viking history, a lot of people here are Scandinavian. To the right of it, Irish, Scottish and Welsh for the same reason. My top left one is South Asian, kind of what I said earlier, really, the reason behind that one. So I'm pretty sure I'm Romani Gypsy. Before that, the Gypsies came from India. So that's South Asian. Eastern European to the top right.
You should be.
Romanian, there we go. And Balkan in the bottom right because why did I put that? I did a bit of research the other day, I can't remember.
It's close to Eastern Europe.
Yeah, so I think Romania is included in the Balkan countries.
Romania, Bulgaria, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some crossover there.
Did I explain the bottom left one? North and West European. Again.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'm English. I must be part European. So that's mine. Do you want to explain yours?
Yeah, I've gone for, of course, English, Iberian, Scandi, same as you, for the same reasons. North and West European, again, it's logical. Irish, Scottish and Welsh, I think that's going to be a big one. Apparently the way that my surname is spelt, Thompson, with no P, apparently that's Scottish. So I think I might even be more Scottish than English. Balkan, same as you. It's kind of, you know, it's Europe, Eastern Europe. It's likely. I'll leave my most... you think it's not true. It probably isn't, but I'll leave that to the end. Middle Eastern, I mean, yeah, it's close to Europe. Lots of people have been moving between Africa and Europe through the Middle East for hundreds and thousands of years. Plus, when we were in Turkey, people kept coming up to me and talking Turkish.
That's true. Actually, that kind of goes back to my Jewish one. When we were in Israel, a lot of people kept speaking Hebrew to me. So
Hebrew. Hey, bro.
Hebrew. Speaking a lot of Hebrew. but just going back to your Middle East, I'd love it if you were Middle Eastern. It's my type when it comes to men.
It's your thing. and finally, okay, maybe it's a bit silly. I've gone for Somali, but only because if you do your research, I believe you'll find that the first ever human, you know, how many? I was going to say thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of years ago. The first ever human apparently came from East Africa. So we're all a bit Somali or East African. And if this test says I'm not, then it's lying.
It's bullshit.
Maybe it doesn't go back that far. So, okay, that's our guesses, all logical guesses. We've got a few different, not many. But yeah, you're mainly the South Asian, kind of Eastern European thing going on. I think I'm just going to be English, Scottish, Scandi. So how's the game working?
Okay, so who's going to reveal the results first, you or me?
You should. You've been waiting so long. You've been itching. You've been like a kid waiting for Christmas lately. It's been annoying. You're like, check your emails. Have you got your results yet, Nick?
I just couldn't wait to... It actually has been more tense for me than Christmas morning. This does it for me rather than presents. So
you go first and then you're going to read out your results every time. You know, a nationality or a region matches up with your bingo board. You can cross it off. And when you get a line of three, you're a champion.
I thought you were going to make something rhyme then in a bingo way. Line of three.
Three.
Double D.
Fuck me. All right.
Right. So let's go. Let's play nationality bingo. Cup of tea, three.
Two fat ladies, 88.
Danny LaRue, 52.
Duck and dive, number 25.
Queen Bee, 73.
Ask for more, number 34. Bingo!
Bingo!
All right, so for those of you that don't know, because we're not sure, I think bingo is an international game. I think everyone knows what it is. But just in case it's a very English thing, basically you're sat in a big hall with a lot of retired people and you have a card with numbers all over it. And when the announcer calls out a number, you put a little marker on your number.
With your dabber.
dabber, you dab it. And when you get...
For people that aren't watching, by the way, Nick just dabbed because he thinks it's cool.
Yeah, that's what they do on the TikTok. So then when you've dabbed... isn't it? When you dab numbers in a line, bingo! Or when you get a full house, you have to get every dab. The way we're playing it, you have to get...
A line.
The way we're playing it is, yeah, we need to get three nationalities in a row. When the announcer calls out the number in real bingo... There's lots that you would have heard in our jingle. There's lots of like weird, not weird, but you know, rhyming nicknames for the numbers.
Rhyming
like,
slang.
You've got one.
Dancing Queen, 17.
And a classic one is Legs 11. I've got a few on my phone. Some of them are confused. Well, some of them are concerning me. Number 15, Young and Keen.
Don't say that about 15-year-old guys.
Is Prince Andrew around? Sweet 16 and Never Been Kissed. I should think so, at 16. How old are you when you first had your kids? 69 is favourite of mine.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, there's a few. Dirty Gertie is number 30.
Gertie.
So you can see what I mean. There's loads. I mean, they go from 0 to 100. To 100 or to 99? They go to 90. There you go.
There you go. So that's how you play bingo. But as we're doing nationality ones, we're going to try and come up with some of our own rhyming slang if we can think about it, if we don't get too consumed by our own results. Right. I think we've teased it enough. I think let's start opening our results.
Results time. Go on, Amy. You go first.
Okay. I'm going to go for it.
Go.
I'm going to open it. Oh, God. Okay. So I can officially tell you. Oh, God. It says Amy, ready to explore your ethnicity. Let's go. I mean, I thought it was just going to come up with one button. Amy. Oh my God, it's a video.
Whoa, interactive.
You are. Oh, what should we do? North Africa.
Whoa.
Oh, wait. Oh my God. It's going too fast. I'm 6.4% North African.
Holy moly.
5.0% East European.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, well, we're meant to be playing the game, right? I need to go back. Why would
I saw English.
Back?
We've got English.
I'm Finnish.
Whoa.
That's a big one. I'm Nigerian.
Okay, my mind
has just been blown. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I can hear it in your voice.
I'm actually cool.
Well, you know, we won't go that far.
I'm shaking. I'm actually shaking.
Yeah?
I'm very African, Nick.
No, yeah, you're more North African than Eastern European. And a bit Nigerian.
Okay, right. Look, right.
Bingo time.
Let's play bingo. Okay, so please cross off English. I'm 85.9% English.
God save the king. You're English.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Is that my rhyming?
My mind has just been blown.
It wasn't a rhyme, was it?
Oh my God, I'm 6.4% North African.
And you haven't chosen that.
I didn't go for that. In no way did I think I would be North African.
Oh, okay.
I do love Morocco, to be fair.
Yeah, you keep talking about going back there. I'm thinking we've already been once. What's the big deal?
We've been twice, so get it right.
Oh, yeah.
You run a travel podcast and you don't even know where you've been.
Loser.
Right, I'm 5% East European.
Yeah, we expected that. So if I can talk on the mic and cross it off.
Top
Eastern Europe.
Right. So I've actually got two in a row. So I just need North and West European to make a line.
What can I say for my rhyme thing?
East European.
That's nice. East European. Did you know Borat was filmed in Romania? The start scene when he's in Kazakhstan, he was in Romania.
Oh, that's so true. And when he says Yekshemesh.
He's that's actually Polish. Speaking,
oh, that's Polish. That's true. Oh my God, my results are so interesting, aren't they?
Yeah. So go.
I'm
what's
so happy.
Next?
1.4% Finnish. So that's Scandi.
Yeah. Does that? You might do a quick Google. I actually don't think that counts as Scandinavian. No, it doesn't. Because no, it definitely doesn't. One of the options is Finnish. It's only because I know their language is so different. I don't think they're the same group of people.
Is Finland Scandinavian? This is what Google's saying. In general, Scandinavia denotes Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. The term Norden refers to Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden. You're about to drop that pen on the floor as if it was a mic and it's a marker. Do not get it on my carpet. Thank you very much.
Your carpet.
So can I not tick off Scandinavia?
No, Finnish, yeah, was an option we could have put on there.
Guys, I'm so interesting.
Turns out you are. Who knew?
I am shocked to my very core. Right, I've got one more. 1.3% Nigerian. Yeah. Nick, I'm so...
You're happy with that?
I'm so happy with that.
You haven't got a bingo, though. So you're not going to...
I'm not going to win.
You're not going to win. Well, that's
who's
if I get
the real winner? I am Nigerian and North African and Finnish.
So, yeah.
Who's the real winner?
But, and that's it. There's no more, yeah?
No, that's it.
That's very cool.
Full ethnicity estimate. Oh, God, there's going to be more.
I mean, yeah, because if it goes back far enough, there should be some African for the reasons I said before. But Nigerian, wow.
Additional genetic group, Ireland and England. Ireland, so that means I can tick off...
Nothing was mentioned about Irish or Scottish.
Oh, my gosh. So you can tick off Irish then?
Well, where does it say?
It says Ireland, Cork,
yeah.
About this genetic group. Additional genetic group, there you go.
Even though your original results didn't say anything about Ireland.
No, it's just a genetic one, an extra genetic one. So does that, is Cork, which...
That's in our Republic of Ireland.
Is that the one that's in our country or not?
No, the Republic of Ireland is not.
Okay.
No, that's Northern Ireland.
Oh, wow, so that's an extra country. Oh, my God, guys.
I feel bad for you, so let's give you Irish...
Yeah, I'm Irish.
Irish, Scottish, and Welsh.
Feels bad
okay,
for
that,
me.
Okay, you see, I haven't got any in a row, in a line. Anything else to reveal?
No, I don't think so. I think that's it.
We're going to go through this in detail later, but the headline is that you are Eastern European, Finnish, African, and of course, English. Very cool.
I'm blown away. I really am.
All right.
Time for you.
Time for my results.
Oh my gosh, I hope you're really interesting as well, because then if we have kids, that kid is going to be the coolest kid around town.
I think I'm going to be genetically well boring. All right, I am opening my email on my phone.
You're so lucky you've had to wait like 2 hours.
Yeah, came through this morning, didn't they?
Right,
Nicholas,
so...
ready to explore your ethnicity?
Oh my God, I'm excited again.
Nicholas... You are mostly 75% North and West European. Whoa.
Oh my God.
24% English. I'm not even English.
This is so exciting.
And that's it.
You're just two things.
I mean, I predicted it'd be boring, but I didn't think I would be 3/4 not even from the country that I live in. Does that make sense?
You. So you've only got 2 results, so joke's on you because you can't win bingo.
Oh yeah, hold on. But you're right.
Right, so which cross one
off,
are you?
Cross off English.
Okay, so English, what a dish.
Okay.
As in, you're hot because
yep.
You're English.
Thanks. It's better than what I could think.
Okay.
And then North and West European. And that's it.
North and West European. Did you even put that down?
Yeah, bottom.
Oh, you did. I think I had a...
There's a draw. We both got 2
a bingo name for that, and I've lost it already. Oh, my goodness.
What an underwhelming game.
Yeah.
For bingo.
So, I guess I win.
Yeah, well, you've got more on the board than I have.
Yeah.
You are so diverse, and I'm not.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, if we have... So, can you click on this? North and West Europe. Yeah, full
actually,
estimate.
Yeah. Let's go to the full breakdown because you got Irish and I've probably got Irish in here somewhere.
I can't believe you're not Middle Eastern. I really thought that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, true. That's it. Southeastern and
so wait,
Eastern England.
Let's think about this. So, North and West European, what countries would actually... Okay,
go.
We've got a bit of a picture now.
France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany... Not really Denmark.
How funny. Actually, ever since we started going out, I said, you're
thought,
German. You're
yeah.
definitely German.
Yeah, you've always thought that. And yeah, whenever I've visited, I've weirdly, can't explain it. Sometimes when you're in a country, you feel a bit at home. And I can't really explain that feeling.
I totally felt like that in Morocco.
You're a Berber, aren't you? You're a Bedouin.
Oh, I loved being with the Berbers, my family.
You felt at home with them. So. Yeah, so my North and West European, the population of North and Western Europe mainly includes German, French, and Dutch. The region has been influenced by significant historical events, including the formation of the Catholic Church. Ooh, woohoo. Your DNA, I've got loads of DNA matches, like over 2,000.
Oh, wow. I wonder how many I've got. Let's have a competition.
But I do just want to add... With my English results, specifically the eastern region of the British Isles, which is true. That's where I was born.
Yeah.
The southeast.
That is true.
Yeah.
And so when I click on England, for me it says English and some Scottish and Irish in England.
Wow.
And their descendants in Australia and some in New Zealand, the United States and Canada. What? So that's me, is it?
About this genetic group. Yeah, your genetic group.
Wow. Okay, so England. And then I've got another one that says England, East Midlands. East Midlands, where's that?
I think like Leicester or Nottingham.
By the way, when I keep asking questions about our own country, my geography of the world is really good, but my geography of England is not good. That's why I always ask these questions. So where did you just say? East Midlands?
Nottingham or Leicester, I think.
That's funny. I've never been to those places. I need to go back to my homeland.
Your ancestors have. Your ancestors have, and they did some shagging when they were there.
Wow, I'm blown away.
Interesting.
I'm absolutely blown away. That was so much more than I was hoping for.
So we need to plan a trip to Germany or France or...
Or Finland.
For me, I'm thinking...
Oh, sorry. It's all about you.
Hold
sorry.
On. We'll get to you. We need to plan a trip to Germany, like the Netherlands, France, or Nigeria for you. That's such a long way. All right, cool. But yeah, like we said at the start, let's see where this journey takes us.
That's it for part one. Tune in for part two next on What the Faux Travel podcast, where things heat up as we travel to our DNA homelands.
Yeah, people are a little bit mysterious, but once you get to know the people, we are really friendly.
The waiter comes and says, dry, and the German guy screams at him and says, nein, I said two.
So when this term was introduced with like social distancing, the joke here was that, oh, that's what it's called, because we've actually done it for like forever and ever.
Now, is it true German people are not funny?
Oh.
Before we wrap this up, we've got a question for you.
Is your boy Tarquin going on a gap year?
Is your gal pal Rachel off to eat, pray, love herself silly?
Then the best way to support this show is to share it with all your travel buddies.
Thanks, bye!